The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. As expected, court cases are beginning to be decided. Across America, hundreds, probably thousands of lawsuits have been filed against county government, state government, federal government on the COVID-19 shutdown. And we have, to my knowledge, the first result from one of those lawsuits here in the state of Ohio. And it's up in Lake County. Common Pleas Court Judge Eugene Lucci, I assume it's Lucci, L-U-C-C-I, could be Lucci, Lucci, I believe, has ruled that Dr. Amy Acton violated the constitutional rights of health clubs and gyms in Lake County by shutting them down, and he has granted a preliminary injunction blocking the Department of Health from taking any action against the clubs which violate her order. The ruling paves the way for Rock House Fitness to reopen. It allows the club owner to seek damages for the money lost while they were shut down. Now, like I said, dozens of lawsuits have been filed across the state against the state, against the governor, against the Department of Health, against Dr. Amy Acton. To my knowledge, this is the first one where a decision has been reached. I can almost guarantee you that the state of Ohio will appeal this decision. Haven't heard yet because this is breaking news today. But anyway, Common Pleas Court Judge Eugene Lucci has ruled that Dr. Amy Acton's orders to shut down health clubs and gyms while allowing other businesses to open violated their constitutional rights and has issued a preliminary injunction against the state's orders concerning the shutdown. This is just the first of many, many, many. Now, Ohio has had some of the less restrictive measures compared to a lot of states across the country, but still a lot of lawsuits filed, and it's going to take months. it could take years for all of these lawsuits to be settled. And what's going to happen? You know what the legal system is like here in America. It is going to go from one court to a higher court to a higher court to a higher court. And every time it bounces from one court to the other, it's going to take weeks. It's going to take months. So we will see. And ultimately, I would imagine that many of these cases are going to end up at the Supreme Court. That's going to really take some time. And as I've said many, many times before, I hope and I pray that laws are passed, state constitutions are amended to make sure this kind of overreach never happens again, particularly here in our state. And let me repeat what I've said. Even if every single decision that has been handed down by the governor and the state health department, if every one of them was correct, we should all be concerned with how those decisions were reached without any input from our elected representatives. So anyway, that is the first court case that I am aware of here in the state of Ohio. Oh, my. About 3 o'clock this morning, East Dublin Granville Road in Maple Canyon in North Columbus, a police cruiser is sitting at a traffic light, rammed from behind by a drunk driver. Yeah, a police car sitting in a traffic light is rammed from behind. Fortunately, everyone involved in the accident is going to be okay. The police officers were transported to a local hospital, and their injuries were not serious. The driver was checked out, and he or she, I don't know whether it was a male or a female, is in jail. 3 o'clock in the morning, and we've got police officers injured because of a drunk driver. Just another reason. Yeah, no, this is personal with me, and if you disagree, that's fine. It is absolutely okay, but just another reason why I hate booze. I do. I absolutely hate alcohol. I do. And if you disagree, hey, that's between you and God, your own conscience, and I'm not going to judge you, and I hope you don't judge me, but the evidence on my side just continues to pile up. Very grateful that the police officers are okay. And I'm grateful that the drunk driver is okay as well. This is troubling. As most of you know, the Democrats are pushing very, very, very hard for a pure mail-in election this November. Now, I'm not an expert on anything. I'm not an expert on elections. I'm not an expert on election fraud. But just a teeny-weeny, tiny little bit of common sense tells me that there is enormous potential for fraud with mail-in elections. And I've said this several times, pardon the repetition if you're a regular listener, but Joy and I voted by absentee ballot in this last primary because that's the only way we could vote in this last primary. And I think in our 50 years of married life, this is only the second time we have voted by absentee ballot. Another one, we were going to be out of the state or whatever at the time of the election, and we wanted to vote, so we voted absentee ballot. That was many years ago. But when we received the absentee ballot in the mail and we sat down and filled it out, the very first thing that came to my mind, the very first thing, man, it would be so easy. It would be so easy to be fraudulent. Who knows who's filling it out? There's nobody there. There are no witnesses. Yeah, but you got to put your Social Security number in or some kind of identification. So what? How easy is that to obtain? Again, just pure, I don't have any scientific studies to quote. I don't have any research to quote. All I have is my common sense. The potential for fraud is enormous. Yeah, but there's the COVID-19. All right? If we can figure out a way to go to Kroger, Giant Eagle, Lowe's, Home Depot, and beginning tomorrow, restaurants, if we can figure out how to do that safely, does anybody want to try to convince me that we can't figure out how to do it safely in November by voting in person? And it's fascinating. I don't know of any. There may be some. I don't know of a single conservative or Republican that is pushing for the mail-in ballots. Not one. They're all the Democrats. And I think I know why. All right, we're going to take a break. My number, maybe you disagree. If so, give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Stay tuned. More Bob Brady Live coming right up.
Bernie Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, good news out of Israel. The political chaos that has been reigning there for a long time has at least subsided. I think it's a little too soon to say that it has gone away, but it has subsided. Over the weekend, I believe it was on Sunday, Israel swore in a new government after three elections. Three elections. Their government is somewhat of a representative democracy. It has some comparisons to ours. In many ways, it is completely different because it's a parliamentary government. Anyway, a swearing-in ceremony took place in the Knesset, which is Israel's parliament, and Benjamin Netanyahu was sworn in for his fifth term as prime minister. And I believe that is a record. I believe that's historic, his fifth term. Now, what he and Benny Gantz are doing, they're going to split the term of prime minister. They are each going to serve 18 months. Netanyahu will serve the first 18 months, and then they will swap, and Gantz will be prime minister. So they reached this agreement last month. They agreed to an emergency unity agreement where they will take turns serving as the prime minister. So Benjamin Netanyahu, who, by the way, is under indictment for crimes. And there is a big legal battle going on right now as we speak in Israel as to whether Netanyahu will actually be called to testify this coming weekend concerning the charges. Netanyahu's attorneys are arguing that this is preliminary hearings and Netanyahu doesn't need to be there in person. The prosecutors are saying, no, 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 he's got to be there in person. And I don't believe that that has been decided yet. But legal hearings will be conducted this coming weekend concerning the criminal charges against Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, please remember there are many, many similarities between Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu is dearly loved by many people in Israel. Otherwise, he would not have received the votes that he did in the last election. But there is almost an equal number of people who absolutely hate him and despise him. Sound familiar? Yeah. And his political opponents are very similar to those here in America against Donald Trump. If you were listening yesterday, you heard me say that Democrats have informed the Supreme Court that they need some records, they need some documents, because they are very possibly planning another impeachment proceeding against President Trump. And of course, if they do, they will start the impeachment proceedings before the election. Really? Yeah, really. That just came out yesterday. Schiff, Pelosi, Schuster, yeah, they want to try to impeach Trump again. Well, the same kind of thing is happening in Israel. So, are the charges real, or are they just trumped up by political opponents? We don't know. Anyway, Benjamin Netanyahu will serve as prime minister until October of 2021, and then Gantz will take over for the remaining 18 months of the term. While Netanyahu serves as prime minister, Benny Gantz will be made the, quote, alternate prime minister and the defense minister. Netanyahu released this statement. Benny, that's his opponent, we work well together during Operation Protective Edge, me as prime minister, you as chief of staff, and I'm sure we will work well together in this new government serving all of Israel's citizens. By the way, just pure FYI, Netanyahu is the first Israeli leader indicted on criminal charges to formally lead the country. So his opponents are doing everything they can to remove him from office, and it sure sounds like some of the things that have happened here in America. I don't know. I have always liked Benjamin Netanyahu. If he is truly guilty, then he should be prosecuted. We don't know whether he is or not, but we will see. I am praying for Netanyahu. He is in leadership at a very critical time for Israel, not just because of this pandemic thing. The economy of Israel has been rocked. Just like the economy here in America, tourism has stopped completely, and Israel cannot survive without tourism. So we'll keep an eye on it. Legal proceedings this coming weekend. But the good news, Israel actually has a government for the first time in quite some time. All right, quick break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, and then we will return.